Hola, queridos socios del proyecto Learn and Play with ICT. Saludos desde Tenerife, España.
Hello, dear partners on the project. Learn and Play with ICT. Greeting from Tenerife, Spain.
En esta ocasión escucharemos la leyenda canaria titulada El Árbol Garoé, una preciosa leyenda sobre un árbol mágico de la Isla de Hierro.
On this occasion, we are going to hear a Canarian legend titled The Garoé Tree, a beautiful story about a magic tree on the island of El Hierro.
La leyenda será leída por nuestros compañeros de Irlanda. Adelante, compañeros.
The legend will be read by our parents from Ireland.
The Garoé Tree. All, as always, Grandad Vincente smoked his old pipe, sitting comfortably in his armchair. And as always, Enrique liked to sit down on the floor next to him. Tell me a story, Grandad.
A story? Let's see. I don't know if I remember any.
Come on, Grandad, Enrique insisted.
Do you know the story of Garoé, the magic tree that gave water to drink to all the inhabitants of the island of El Hierro?
The Garoé tree? No, I don't know it. A magic tree? Grandad Vincente began to tell the story.
A long time ago, when the island of El Hierro was called El Cerro, there was a great mense called Amici. There was also a wonderful tree that was very special. Why was it so special, Grandad? Inkri asked. The Garoé tree was a very good friend of the clouds, especially of a cloud called Camensite. She went to see him and softly touched his leaves and kissed him. Then thousands and thousands of small drops of water stayed on the Garoé tree, and so all the inhabitants of El Cerro always had enough water. It's incredible, Grandad, a tree that gave water.
Yes, it was a wonderful tree. There were two children who lived on the island, Agarfa and Farinto. They were friends. They liked to play in the mountains. They usually went to drink from the Garoé tree, but one day they heard some loud voices and they hid. This decision is taken, a resonant voice said.
I don't know. I'm not sure. What will happen if the tree dies? A frightened voice added.
Don't be silly. The tree is not going to die. Our plan is perfect. We will take it when everybody's asleep. Agarfa and Farinto looked at each other very scared.
The two men were going to steal the tree. Suddenly the men heard a noise and they found the children. What are you doing here? One of the men shouted. The two children wanted to run quickly, but the men caught them. Please let us go. Oh no, you have heard our plan. No, no, please, we haven't heard anything. Let us go. But the men tied the children up and left them in a cave.
What are we going to do now? Agarfa said.
I don't know, Farinto answered. We have to think up a plan.
But Agarfa and Farinto had a very good friend, a beautiful dog that always went with them. Its name was Alte. It was getting dark and Farinto's father began to worry. Come on, Alte, look for the children. Alte ran and ran, it only stopped when it met the children in the cave. Alte, Alte, the children shouted happily. The dog tried to free the children, but it couldn't, and it started to bark.
Suddenly another dog appeared. It was very special. It was very sweet looking. Hello, the dog said to the surprised children. I'm Eco, the dog fairy. Eco, a fairy? And can you talk? Farinto couldn't believe it. Eco untied Agarfa and Farinto. Thank you, the children said. I help dogs that need me. Alte called me and I came to help you. Hurry up, come on. We have to tell the Amici, Mensi, what has happened, said Farinto. We have to save the Garoé tree.
Iko said, I will go first. And suddenly, two wings appeared on his body and it flew off quickly. The children and the dogs ran to the village and the Armike Medici, and all the inhabitants went to the Garaway tree, and they found the two men tied up and Iko was next to them. The Garaway tree was perfectly safe. Iko, you have caught the thieves. You are great, Iko. Then the Menace said, so you wanted to steal the magic tree? Sorry, Menace. We were only going to hide it and find it. We wanted to be the Menace, said one of the men in a very soft voice.
In the village, the Menace and the old people celebrated a meeting called Tagoro. They were going to take a decision. Menace, how are we going to punish the thieves? The Menace, who was a good man, answered, I have been thinking for 7 days and 7 nights. I think the best punishment will be this. They are going to be the internal keepers of the Garaway tree, the magic tree that gives water to us to live.
The two men said, thank you, Menace. We promise to look after the magic tree. The Menace added, every year we will celebrate a big party dedicated to Iko, our friendly dog. And everybody was very happy. Enrique looked at his granddad. He always enjoyed beautiful stories. For a while he had felt that he had been there, with Agarfa, Frinto, Alte, and Iko, and together they had saved the Garaway tree, magic tree, the tree of life in Isiro.